Welcome to Never Stop Building, where we discuss all things business, growth, and leveling up to become the most elite version of yourself. We're here to challenge fear and shatter doubt. Let's dive in.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Never Stop Building. I am your host, Sam Kaufman, and I am grateful to be talking to you today. I did not give you guys a podcast last week. I went out of town and I celebrated my anniversary early with my wife, 5 years married. Our anniversary is in October, but we will be out of town with the Winrate Champion Circle Q4 event on our actual anniversary. And so we skipped town for a couple of days, celebrated, and I did not put an episode up, which is very unlike me. But I focused my attention where it needed to be focused ahead of leaving, and I'm here with you now. And I believe that the world will not crumble because I did not release a podcast episode last week. So anyway, hey, welcome. It is almost Q4 2022. And tomorrow, my leadership team and I will be doing our quarterly offsite day of planning together. And what we do there is 8 hours. It's 8 hours. And we plan. We review our initiatives from the previous quarter. This will be Q3. We set initiatives for this coming quarter, which will be Q4. We go over our sales numbers, our accounting and finance, operations and fulfillment, and then for 4 hours in the afternoon, we do issue processing. So we handle the big items, the big discussion topics, and we come up with what usually happens is big solutions. And those big solutions end up being and playing a big role in the initiatives that we set for the quarter to come. And so I wanted to talk to you guys about this today on the episode. I wanted to give you something tactical today for your businesses, because Q4 historically knocks some people down. As the year comes to an end, we notice it with our clients and coaching. We talk to fellow business owners. Quarter four has this notorious reputation for being rough. And so I operated for a lot of years in my business with this anticipation of Q4 being bad. I put quotes, but bad in air quotes if you're not watching and you're just listening. Anticipation of Q4 being bad. And I would spend the first three quarters of the year talking about and thinking about and, you know, like wishing that I would prepare for this bad Q4 where sales are down and cash is tough and holiday time off is rough, and spend 75% of the year kind of dreading this last 25%. And like, could you imagine, right? And so like a lot of us do this, a lot of you guys do this as well, where you spend a large portion of the year dreading and playing not to lose for a small portion of the year, instead of playing to win and play through the whistle, right? And so imagine this. Imagine that you're playing a sport and you spend the first three quarters just dreading the fourth quarter, right? And maybe it's not all three quarters for you. Maybe Qs one and two, you're like all in it and sales are up and cash flow's up and things are healthy and it's great. And it's not until really like Q3 that the little dark thoughts and negativity start to creep in preparation of a Q4. And am I going to hit my year-long goals? Are we actually going to be able to do this? How am I going to pay people in December when I'm not selling anything? And we start on this negativity track in Q3. And what I see for a lot of business owners is a lot of sales in Q1 and Q2 and a lot of fulfillment in Q3, and a lot of fear as the cash goes to pay for fulfilling the service in which you sold. And what's happening is that a lot of you are taking that fear and allowing it to let you make decisions. We're making emotional-based decisions about the final 25% of our year out of fear, instead of playing through the whistle or touching the line or whatever phrase that you need to tell yourself to convince yourself to play through the entire year. 25%. That's a large chunk of the year that is available to win in Q4. And so I wanted to take some time on this episode today to talk to you about a couple of ways to set up your Q4 for success, just like your other quarters. And the very first thing I'm going to say, to touch on exactly what I just came out of my mouth, is stop treating Q4 differently than Q1, 2, and 3. Stop. Just stop treating it differently. Whether you know it or not, what happens is we subconsciously start to take our foot off of the gas, our hand off of the throttle, because of the fear we allowed ourselves to feel for 3 months and never talk about. Never go to our team, never talk to our coach, never talk to our buddies, not bring it to our mastermind. We allowed that fear and negativity to creep in and make decisions for us. So we enter Q4 already convinced we've lost before it even started. So the very first thing that I need you to do as this quarter is ending and you're going into the final quarter of the year, treat it like every other quarter. Walk into Q4 2022 with the mindset that you are gonna fucking win. The game is not over. I don't care how far away from your goal numbers and metrics you may be right now. It may make no logical sense to continue on, but you have to do it anyway. The game is not over. We don't walk off the field at the tail end of the third quarter with our tails tucked between our legs looking like assholes. We're not doing that. So the first thing you have to do is you need to perk up, puff out your chest, and walk into Q4 like it's Q2 all over again. Or if Q3 was great for you, it's Q3 all over again. It doesn't matter. Walk into Q4 confident. Here's what I want you to do next. If you are already doing this, awesome. Good for you. Chances are you're not. I want you to plan your quarter. Here's what I want you to do ahead of Q4. And I don't know if you've done this for the other quarters of the year. We do it every quarter. It's one of the most, if not the most beneficial thing that the organization does. We take a full day. I've had three people today alone go, "You take a full day?" Yeah, I take a full day. We have crushed every initiative that we have set forth this year as a team. And this is how. We take a full day offsite out of the office. That's a full day quarterly planning session. We take that day with the leadership team. And look, you might not need a full day. You might not be a multi-7-figure business and have 20 employees and 5 people on your leadership team. You might not need that much time. You don't have to do it the way I'm doing it. But you do have to do it. You need to take the time. I would say at least a half a day, regardless of the size of your business, and plan out your Q4. That means you're going to do the following. You're going to sit down and you're going to do a SWOT analysis for your business. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You're going to identify those 4 things for your business for the upcoming quarter. What are the strengths you're walking into Q4 with? What are the weaknesses you're walking into Q4 with? What are the opportunities you're walking into Q4 with that you're not capitalizing on? And what are the threats to your business going into Q4 2022? You're going to do a SWOT analysis, and then you're going to do a review of last quarter's goals. If you didn't set goals or initiatives for last quarter, shame on you. Now it's time to set them for this quarter. There is no way to track progress and measure, right? And what you don't measure, you can't manage. There's no way to track progress and measure if you're not setting metric-based initiatives for yourself and your business. So you're going to review last quarter's initiatives. You're going to review this year up to this point. And here's the deal. So many people come up to Q4 and assume they won't be able to make their 12-month targets because they do the silly little ridiculous math equation in the head where they go, "Well, I have more than 25% to go, and I only have 25% of the year." Stop. Stop. That is the furthest thing from a measurable, trackable, manageable equation I have ever seen or heard. You have no idea what you can accomplish in 3 months unless you try. Okay? You go in and here's the deal. Here's how I like to look at this. If I go into my quarterly planning session and my team and I sit down and we have hit a minimum of 80% success rate or more on our initiatives, we don't discuss the failed 20%. unless they are critical items that move into the issue discussion. Unless they are critical items that move into the issue discussion. We're not going to talk about. If we hit an 80% plus success rate on our initiatives, we won the quarter, we move on and set new initiatives. If we hit under 80% success rate on our quarterly initiatives, we have to have a discussion as to what took us off focus. Sub 80% means that something distracted the team as a whole. And maybe that will come up on issues later, but it doesn't matter. We will discuss it briefly to figure out and make sure we're all on the same page about what happened. But over 80%, we won. Done. Move on. We did it. We're not shooting for 100% perfection. I run and CEO this business, and I'm growing it. I've been a part of other businesses. I'm a coach at Winrate, and I watch that business build. 80% is massively successful for 90-day initiatives for an entire organization. That's huge. If you're doing this well and you're doing this right, 80% success rate on initiative setting, that's big. 90 is phenomenal. 100, probably not going to happen. And if it did, your goals weren't big enough. The initiatives just weren't big enough. I'm sorry to say it. They just weren't. And actually, I'm not sorry. I just said it. If you did not hit 80, adjust. If so, continue. Here's something that I need everyone to also understand. As you're making initiatives for Q4, there's this all these discussions about, I'm seeing it, right? I'm seeing this happen. So I'm watching clients. I'm seeing, look, I see it on the group coaching calls. I see it in the one-on-one coaching calls. I see it with business owner buddies of mine here locally and nationally. And what happens is the sense of fatigue and exhaustion starts to set in as we come into Q4. Why? Chances are you crushed it this year. You went after it. You really tackled your initiatives, your personal development, your professional development. You're going and going and going. And then fatigue sets in as September and October roll up and sales go down. And so there's this big confusion and what's wrong and what's going on and recession this and that. And I have to tell you, you need to tunnel vision yourself away from all that outside bullshit. That's not what life is about. Fuck all that outside noise. You need to be tailoring down the amount of information that can enter your brain. It's too much. There are three things I will tell you right now. There are three very specific things that affect Q3 going into Q4 sales and numbers more than anything else. More than any fucking recession. This is why this has been going on since the dawn of business. And this didn't just happen this year. Okay. But we are hitting our sales numbers anyway. And we're in contracting and renovation and construction, hitting our exceeding sales numbers actually. And here's why. Because something that I noticed a long time ago that is directly at play. And if you can tailor your approach to this, you can win through Q4. And here's what it is. Seasons, sun, and school. Whether or not you realize this, the giant psychological shift for most consumers, season change, the sun's going down earlier, and it's school season. If you are a parent, you are well aware what the middle of August to the middle of end of September looks like for you. It's rough. All schedules have changed. You are shifting with your spouse, trying to figure things out, times and sports and appointments and this and that, and the dentist and the checkup and the physical and this and the school day, and you're supposed to pick them up here and there. What do you think? Your consumer, your customers are doing the same thing. They are trying to live and figure out their lives, their children, their families. They're not buying your stuff for a couple of weeks because they can't make those decisions right now. So why are you not tailoring your approach to that? Why are you not deploying empathy towards your customers and acknowledging that you're aware of what season it is from August to October and setting follow-up appointments for once they get settled down? Oh, well, because then the holidays are coming. Doesn't matter. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. Why are you not setting follow-up appointments for after the school settles down? But before Thanksgiving, middle of September to Thanksgiving is 60 days plus. That's not enough time for you to close a deal. I think that it is. And so when I got with my sales team at the end of August and they were like, hey, like leads are down and appointment schedule, I said, just give it 3 weeks. Seasons, sun, and school, man, Give it 3 weeks. Do not push. Do not prod. Follow up, but be empathetic and be relational and acknowledge school and acknowledge, be a human, and they will call back. And lo and behold, August blew sales numbers out of the water. September's blowing sales numbers out of the water because we're being human about our sales approach. Are you being human about your business development and sales approach? Because if not, it is hurting you. So as you go into Q4, you have to acknowledge that everyone, including you and I, are dealing with seasons, sun, and school. This affects human beings. And the problem I see so often with sales teams and business owners and development is they don't adjust their tactical sales process to match the psychological change in the consumer that they're trying to close business with. And that is killing you. So I have completely changed my stance on Q4 is just bad, historically bad, negative, cash flow hurts. And it doesn't have to be. If you change your approach, your marketing, your sales, and your business development approach, if you adjust minor things to account for the psychological differences in your consumer and your staff, you can win. You can win through the year and roll right into next year and continue to win. I'm not saying that you're going to break sales records every Q4. I'm not. What I'm saying is stop quitting before it starts. I'm seeing so many people get exhausted and start to quit on themselves and just kind of kick the feet up like, well, the year's coming to an end. It's a little chillier outside and the sun's going down earlier. And my kids and the guys and gals, stop quitting on yourselves before you've even entered the game. It's not going to work that way. Your health and fitness doesn't work that way. Your faith doesn't work that way. Your business doesn't work that way. Your family doesn't work that way. Everything you quit before you start, you've lost already in your head. If you can't win the battle in your head, how are you going to win the battle on the field? Switch your mindset going into this new quarter. If there is any amazing, and if there's any more, there's no bigger piece of advice that I can give you other than switch your mindset. I'm walking into this quarter. I can't tell you how pumped I am. My whole team is pumped to show up tomorrow and do this Q4 planning session. These planning sessions have been so beneficial, and we've crushed initiatives so hard as a focused unit that the team is pumped. We love these planning days. They are long, they are exhausting, and they are emotional. There's heated discussions and we go over some big stuff and people have to own, right? So here's the big kicker to initiatives. Whether it's Q4, 1, 2, or 3, it doesn't matter. Here's the big kicker for initiatives. Somebody has to own the accountability to complete the initiative. So when we handle issues and we come up with a solution and we create an initiative, there's an owner and a to-do date. We set accountability really high. We set the bar high. You have to show up by the date, having completed the initiative. And so sometimes these discussions get heated because, man, you got to think you're sitting there for hours and you're solving and you're solving, and maybe you become the owner of the thing. Yeah, you got a lot more to do, but that's why we have to walk into the quarter with a winner's mentality, because we ain't done yet. The year is not over. And I'm going to tell you this right now, when December 31st rolls into January 1st, it's not about just the year. Are you in it to win it just this year? Or are you building some legacy that is long lasting through your business and your family and your health? Like, you have to switch the mentality that Q4 means anything. All it is an adjustment period so that you can best serve your clientele and your staff. That's where your head needs to be at. I'm not walking into meetings with any less energy. My feet aren't getting kicked up. None of that. I'm not leading the way in a lazy and tired and fatigued mentality. Because if I fucking show up lazy, other people are going to get fucking lazy. And the ones who don't get lazy are going to leave because they want to be with high energy, high performing winners. And that's who I want to be with too. Are you altering your approach? And here's the final thing. When you set your initiatives, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't make them easy on purpose and be lazy and fearful about not accomplishing something big. Now, be realistic and, more importantly, be responsible. So don't spend all of your cash on one idea. Be responsible, but don't hold back. Don't hold you and your team and your company back because you are feeling tired and scared. Tired and scared is the entrepreneur business owner, sales leader. That's how get used to tired and scared. If you can get comfortable with the discomfort of tired and scared, you're going to win for a long time. As you continue to seek rested and confident and comfortable, you're going to have a hard time. Tired and scared is the move. It's how it works. No doubt, though, right? Zero doubt. So look, I wanted to share this with you, and I'm a little amped about this whole topic because I'm seeing it all over the place with people, and I can't hammer this home enough, guys. Do not quit on yourself walking into the fourth quarter. Don't do it. Don't do it to you. Don't do it to your team. Don't do it to your family, your spouse, your kids. I don't care who it is you're leading. Don't be average. Don't be that person. Average is neglect. Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys next week.